Well, let's talk first about the GOP. What exactly are they seeking in their, you know, for lack of a better term, demands?
Sure. So they didn't outline any exact spending cuts, which irked some Democratic leaders since none of the ideas saves any money for the upcoming budget. Instead, they threw out six more sort of long-term structural changes that they say will save the state money in the long term. We're talking about out years. So that includes looking at Medicaid benefits, creating a different rainy day fund, which Delaware already has but has never used for fear of losing their sacred cow AAA bond rating. And the GOP also wants to exempt school districts and local governments from prevailing wage laws. But Dems say that particular proposal is a non-starter. So in all, the D's say that they could live with about half of this Republican plan.
And the Democratic response to that plan was pretty swift and didn't pull any punches. Was this about as strong a stance as Democratic leadership has taken publicly in these negotiations?
Certainly that I've ever seen. You have Governor John Carney and Democrats who came out jointly against the prevailing wage changes, like I mentioned. House Speaker Pete Schwarzkopf and Majority Leader Valerie Longhurst were clearly frustrated earlier this week. And like you said earlier, they described the GOP press conference as, quote, antics and showboating. And they say that the GOP was negotiating through the media instead of having productive conversations with them behind closed doors.
And Democratic, as we mentioned, Democratic leadership has its own tax plan now. Can you quick explain that for us?
Sure. So it's nearly a clone of Carney's plan that he put forth back in March. So all personal income tax brackets will increase by between 0.2 and 0.4%. That's 0.2, 0.4%. They also want to tack on a new bracket on those making more than $150,000 a year. So the standard deduction would also shoot up to $5,000 for an individual, $10,000 for a married couple. But in exchange, itemized deductions would be eliminated for everyone. So in all, we're talking about $68 million in new revenue for the upcoming fiscal year and $211 million for fiscal year 2019. They also unveiled higher alcohol and tobacco taxes Thursday, which would bring in about $19 million next year combined.
On the personal income tax side, that plan may not only struggle to get GOP support, but at least one Democrat is saying it's not enough. How tough a sell is this for Democratic leadership?
Well, yeah, like you mentioned, you got these more progressive members saying that this could be a missed opportunity to not have a much higher rate on this new top tax bracket. So if it is approved, the rate for someone making more than 150 grand a year would be 6.95%. And that's a 0.15% increase higher than the next bracket. I know we don't like to use numbers on radio. It's hard to kind of visualize. But cash-wise, it's estimated that the new bracket at its current level would bring in about $3.5 million next year out of the $68 million total. So it's not that much of the entire package. It's even less significant in out years. But the most ardent group of the progressive wing isn't that strong in numbers. So if it's something that Republicans can live with, Democratic leadership can ignore the liberals in their party and get votes elsewhere.
Should be interesting to watch how that plays out. Is it fair to say this very public spat this week is an indication that things are not going well behind closed doors in negotiations?
It certainly wasn't in a rosy place at the beginning of the week. So you had almost open hostility, but feelings seemed to calm down as the week went on. Leadership met a couple times in backroom negotiations. Democrats told the GOP what they could live with out of their proposal. But Republicans are keeping their cards close. They're not really characterizing these talks aside from they're productive, pretty much is all we're hearing. So Republicans right now are waiting for the final revenue forecast that comes out on Monday. And then we'll see if they want to move a little bit more quickly than they have in years in the past. But it's kind of a toss-up right now.
So what does next week look like at Lake Hall? Obviously, it starts Monday with the DFAC numbers.
Right. So you have that. It's also the last week for committee hearings. So anything that's been waiting for a hearing will have its last chance of the year. Keep an eye out for a possible death penalty committee hearing in the Senate. That's still up for debate. It's kind of unclear whether or not that's going to happen this week. It was also somewhat surprising that Representative Ed Osinski didn't run his Coastal Zone Act bill in the House, so that's looking likely for next week as well. There's also talk of the Joint Finance Committee meeting to finalize the budget, but as of this recording Friday morning, no date has been set.
This is The Stretch Run. James Dawson, thanks for being here.
Good to be here, Tom.